Good afternoon, Properties. This is Audra.
Hey, Audra. I'm in apartment.
Okay. Who am I speaking with?
Well, I'm not actually. I'm just visiting. But it seems like you guys, you know how you guys have, like, the stairs that go down to the basement?
Uh-huh.
Would it be a problem if we installed, like, a trap door instead? Because we don't want to use the stairs.
Okay. Who am I talking to?
My name's Stacy.
And why? And I'm sorry. Why would you want to install a trapdoor? Who are you? You're not a tenant.
Well, because that asshole from 3E always stands in the stairwell and he smokes.
Okay, someone in 3E in smoking in the stairwell.
Yes, but I need to actually get down to do my laundry, and he always standing in there. But we just wanted to install like a trapdoor. It's way too cold outside to be going through the stairwell.
Well, no, I can't have somebody just installing trap doors.
Well, what if we do it for you? Will you pay for it?
No. No, you can't just install a door on our building.
Well, what if we paid for it?
You still can't install a door on the building. I'm not sure I'm understanding what you're talking about. When I think of trap door, I think of Looney Tunes and somebody steps on it and they fall. That's a trap door.
Oh, no, no. Like,
so, you're talking about it. What do you mean that you want to install a trap door?
We just want to be able to move our rug over and go down that area instead of using the common stairwell.
No, you have to use the common stairwell.
What if, well, we already kind of started.
What do you mean you already kind of started?
I mean, we just kind of started.
You ripped a rug up?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
I mean,
the rug's going to need to be repaired.
Well, I mean, no, not really. I mean, it can just stay up and we just have it like as a flap so that we can lift the flap if we need to.
And what is the reason why? First of all, I don't even know why I'm discussing this with you. You're not the tenant. What has this got to do with you?
Here.
You don't live there.
I live here.
Oh,
no,
you do?
I'm just not the person on the lease.
So you're living in with her who has housing and is not allowed to have anyone living with her?
Well, not exactly.
Well, you just got done telling me that you live there. Now I'm going to be obligated to notify housing that she's in violation of her lease.
Listen, you just got
done telling me that you live there.
I've only been here for 2 days. Okay.
Well, then you don't live. Did you move in or you're just visiting?
No, I didn't move my stuff in. I was just here for the weekend.
Well, then why are you telling me you live there? You just got done telling me that I live there.
Conclusions.
No, those were the words that came out of your mouth. You said I live there.
If you listen instead of making assumptions, you might
learn. All right. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have assumed that what I heard out of your mouth was I live there, even though that is exactly what you said. Okay, first of all, I'm going to have to send maintenance now over to that apartment tomorrow and see what kind of damage you guys have done to the carpeting.
Wait, you said now, tomorrow. Is it now or tomorrow?
I said now I am going to have to call maintenance and send them over there tomorrow to check to see if there are what damages you guys have done.
Well,
number one,
you have to... By the time you do that, we'll have it all cleaned up anyway.
All right, please clean it up, get it fixed. I don't want to see any damages. You cannot put in trapdoors. You must use the common areas. And I don't understand how somebody who's only visiting there for 2 days has this concern.
Well, I'm leaving tonight, and I just want to do her a favor before I leave.
Okay. No, she has to use the common areas. There should be no reason why she can't use the common areas. There should be absolutely no reason.
We already started.
You already started what?
Why are you being such a bitch about this? We already started.
All right, you know what? I'm not going to discuss this with you, especially if you're going to resort to name-calling me.
I wasn't name-calling.
You just got done calling me the B-word. I swear to God, did that not just come out of your mouth?
So you can't say the B-word, but you can say swear to God?
Okay, you know what? I am done with you. She has to use the common areas. If I find damage to that apartment, I find out you're living there and you're not supposed to be, she's going to be in trouble.
I'm not living there. Why are you jumping to conclusions?
Okay, I'm not. You're
why,
psycho.
Why are
you... Good afternoon, Properties. This is Audra.
Hello, my name's Roy. I've been doing some construction work over here. They just told me I had to quit. I'm an independent contractor with Royco Construction.
Yes, first of all, it's an apartment building. They rent that apartment.
Okay.
They had no authorization from us to make any modifications to that unit whatsoever.
Oh, I see.
I just left a message for our maintenance supervisor that he is to go there first thing tomorrow morning to assess for any damages.
Okay. Well, we didn't, like, I had to stop anyway because we cut the hole in the floor, on the subfloor and everything. That's about 4 foot mm-hmm. by 4 foot. But we can't, like, the joists are in the way and we can't take those out because it's going to have support issues.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name is Roy from Royco.
And from what's the company?
Royco Construction.
Royco Construction. And can I have your phone number, Roy?
Oh, sure. Sure. It's area code 4545.
4545.
Yes.
And you're saying you cut a hole through our subfloor without having written authorization from the owner of the building.
Well, we got authorization from and we got permits and everything.
The tenant.
We have no way of knowing
the building.
We have no way of knowing that. She told us she was the owner.
Well, now you do realize it's an apartment, correct?
Ma'am, you don't need to talk to me like that. I'm not retarded.
Okay. Well, all right. I know you're not retarded, sir. I apologize. I'm just very angry with the last phone call I got about how they're installing trap doors and this and that. I did not even realize that they actually had someone from a construction company over there doing this.
So are you going to be paying
they
me for this?
I'm going to pay you for it,
okay.
First off, and also going to be paying us for whatever it costs for us to repair the work that you've done to get the building back to its original state.
Okay. Well, I'm putting in support beams right now, posts in the basement, so we can go ahead and cut these joists out.
Don't you cut the joists out.
No, I'm going to go ahead and do this because I've
telling
already been paid.
You need to stop.
No, I've been paid already for this part of the job, so I'm going to go ahead and cut the joists out now.
No, you cannot cut the joists out.
I signed a contract.
You have to understand. You have to understand, Roy. You is a tenant. She doesn't own the building. I'm not trying to talk to you like you're retarded. I swear. But you cannot cut through our building.
Well, she's already paid
without
me.
Without written consent from the owner of the building.
Well, no, I have the contract here that's written, and I have to finish the
and
job I started, or else I'm going to have to give her back her money if I don't finish. And I've already bought all the supplies and everything.
Right. If you know what's good for you legally, you're going to stop right now. Because if you continue this job, it is going to end up suing you. So I would strongly recommend you stop where you are. Well, what you've done is safe and secured.
Well, no one here is stopping me. So I'm just going to finish what I've been paid to do. I'm just going to put up 4 support poles in the basement and then cut out the joists so the hole's complete. And then I've got a guy coming in that's going to do the stairs.
Okay.
But he's
all right,
not going to be
here. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to try to get the owner of the building on the phone for you. Can you hold?
Oh, I thought you were the owner.
So I'm the property manager. The owner's in.
Now someone else is the owner. I don't even think you're being honest with me.
I didn't say I was the owner. I never said I was the owner. I said that you did not have permission from the owner.
You said
I was the owner.
No, you said you were the owner.
No, I did not. Don't start talking now. Please don't talk to me like I'm retarded. Can you hold, please? And I will get the owner on the phone.
I have a nephew that's retarded, and that's offensive to me. So you can stop saying retarded.
Well, I'm sorry. You know what, Roy? You're the one that started this with me. You're the one that used that term initially.
I never said that.
You used that term initially. Yes. Yes, you did, sir. Okay. You know, I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm trying to tell you just to stop what you're doing.
Okay, I'm just going to finish these posts so I can go home.
That you're
going to
keep cutting holes in our building.
And then you can stop. You can stop.
All right, hold on.
Brad
hold
tomorrow.
On, please. I'm going to get the owner.
Before
can
he
you
does
hold,
the stairs.
Please, for 1 second while I get the owner?
Okay.
Hold on, please.
Why is she being such a bitch about it?
Who knows? I'm looking for construction sound effects.
That's good.
Hello, Roy?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, I'm the broker here, okay? And
hold on, I can't hear you over the sound of this power saw. Where
I'm
sawing through the joists.
I'm the broker here, and apparently the tenant has no authority to do anything with that facility.
Okay.
You know, if you're in there doing work for that tenant, okay, you are actually breaking the law.
Okay, well, I have a contract.
Okay, they have no right to do anything unless they get approval from us.
Maybe she'll be in trouble with the law, but not me.
Okay, so if you're doing anything at all, I'd stop immediately. Or we'll have the police come over there right now.
Okay, well, hold on. I got to cut through the rest of this joist here.
What's that?
I got to cut through the rest of this joist. Hold on.
Well, if you cut through the joist, that's a problem because we're going to have the police cut out.
Oh, no, it's okay because we put support posts in the basement, so it's fine. It's
I don't care.
Collapse.
You're not supposed to be doing anything.
Well, don't tell me how to do my job because I'm a professional.
You're not supposed to touch that facility.
I'm a professional at this, so don't tell me how to do my job.
It doesn't matter. We'll have the police come out. Okay, if you're not going to leave and stop work immediately, we'll have the police come out. We'll call them up right now.
Okay, I'll stop then, I guess.
Okay, well, you better leave the building, too, because you don't have permission to be in there.
No, gave me permission, so that's all right.
Has no permission, has no right to give you permission. In her lease, she's not allowed to.
Oh, she's not allowed to have visitors, then.
She's not allowed to have visitors in the basement.
Well, I'm not in the basement. I'm upstairs right now.
You could be in her apartment, but not in the basement.
I'm in her apartment. I'm sawing through the joists. But her apartment's sort of a part of the basement now because there's a big hole.
Okay, well, you better repair it because if it's not fixed,
she's not gonna wanna pay
going
me.
To be... What's that?
She's not going to want to pay me if I repair it, so no, I'm not repairing anything.
Well, she's going to have to pay you to repair it because we're going to be suing her.
Whatever. I'll let you go now. I got to finish this.
Hey, you can't finish. Okay, well, I'm calling the police then.
No,
okay,
don't call the police. Don't call the police.
I am calling the police. You're destroying property that you have no right to destroy.
It's in a contract.
It doesn't matter. It's not a contract with us. We own the building. You know, she has no right to enter a contract with you at all. You're going to end up going to jail, buddy.
Nobody's going to jail. Maybe you should go
to jail for harassing
phone calls.
I will call the police unless you leave and stop you're doing right now.
I'm leaving now. I've left. I'm outside now. Okay, bye.
Okay, if you go back in there and you work on that property,
I'm going back
one more time.
I'm going back to get my hammer.
Well, go ahead back and get your hammer now and then get out of there. And where is I want to talk to her?
She's busy. Okay, I gotta go. I gotta clean up here.
Well, we're heading over there if that's the case.
Okay,
I mean,
fine.
You're telling me she's not going to talk to me? She's busy.
Fine.
That's a problem.
Yeah, you come over here and
the police are gonna go.
You come over here and talk talk to me like that to my face.
The police are coming over there, not me.
You said you're coming over there. You said we.
No, I said the police will come over there. Like, it won't be us coming up. It won't be me coming over. It'll be our maintenance crew coming over along with the police.
You clearly said we, so now I think you're impersonating a police officer, and that's illegal.
I'm just telling you, buddy. Okay?
Okay, I got to go. I'm on the clock, and I have to go.
Okay, well, if you're on the clock, get the hell out of there, because if you touch that property anymore...
Don't tell me what to do.
Anymore,
don't tell me what to do.
You know...
No, sir. My name is Kevin. I'm the producer for the Skippy and Dippy show here in... That's a morning radio station show.
So, what are you calling us for?
Oh, I just needed to know your fax number. I need to fax over a permission slip to air the prank call we just made to you.
Well, I can tell you that we don't have a fax number, so I can't help you there. But if this is the same gentleman I'm talking to, and I know it is because it's the phone number... the police are on their way over.
Oh, well, that's dumb to send the police, because we're just a radio... We're a morning radio show. We're just
messing with
you.
Well, that's fine. That's good. Glad to hear that. But they're going to be checking on you.
They're going to check on
you. I'll talk to you later. Okay. Goodbye.
I'm really scared.